The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Sharks are often typecast in the media as the homicidal maniacs of the sea, but this killer perception doesn't do justice to the amazingly diverse family of over 400 species. From gentle giant plankton feeders like whale sharks to epaulette sharks that can walk on land, each have their own unique characteristics. While there's something a little fishy about the idea they can smell blood from a mile away, many sharks do have super senses. Their specialized receptor organs are called ampullae of Lorenzini and form a network of jelly-filled pores over the shark's heads. This helps them hunt accurately by sensing the electrical stimuli created by their prey. Research at the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology revealed that sharks can also orient themselves to ocean currents and the Earth's magnetic field, helping them to navigate between nighttime feeding and daytime socializing sites, or follow an efficiently straight course over long migratory routes. Sadly, when sharks are persecuted by fearful humans, poisoned by pollution, hunted for their fins, or entangled in nets as bycatch, the effect for the population is rapid decline.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.